Clickety clack.
Everything looks cool.
Yep.
Hopefully everything's cool. If it's not, Ray can fix it.
Usually.
Yep. Oh, that's a good owl. No.
That's what I don't know. I feel like that's what I was just listening to before I
Happy Days
came onto the show. What?
Yeah, you were watching.
Who's watching Happy Days? No, I don't know. I didn't know what you were doing. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I was every night before at bedtime, in lieu of a story, we have been listening to one chapter of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone audiobook.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's okay. Like, Kelly and I are really enjoying it. Owen's kind of enjoying it.
The Jim Dale version?
I don't know. We went on to Audible and said we would like this book. Some British dude reads it.
Yeah, there's a couple different people who read it.
Hmm.
In that case, then
that version.
Well, yeah, there's more than one version, but we have the Jim Dale version. I very much enjoy him. How far have you gotten?
We just finished chapter 5. He just left Ollivander's with his wand for the first time.
Okay, so he's Hagrid's about ready to take him home.
He just got on the train to go home, I guess. That's the end of chapter 5. Is he is looking out the window of the train heading back to the Dursleys.
Okay.
And then he goes, chapter 6. And then I said, I got to go do a show.
Ray, you didn't unlock the channel.
I have not.
Ian, are you grabbing those free games every day on the Epic Store?
Most days. I don't remember if I did it yet today or not. What was yesterday's free game?
Solitarica?
Shoot, I must have missed yesterday.
Today it's Torchlight 2.
Oh, I might already own that. I'll check. But
yeah, I also already own Torchlight, so I was like, eh.
Have you been grabbing them all anyway because they're free?
I've been trying.
I don't know how you'll feel about it, but I love My Time at Portia. I thought that was a fantastic game.
I bought it, or, you know, grabbed it, but I did not install it.
If you feel like it, I would recommend it.
Okay. Maybe after I'm done cyberpunking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I think Karen's given up on Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, no. What's wrong with Red Dead?
I don't know. There's one quest that she just cannot get past, and it's something about sneaking in, going to a back room, killing a guy, and then getting out. And you're supposed to do it secretly, but apparently there's no way to do it without getting people riled up. And I don't know. I've not played it, so can't
help. Right.
Like I say, most of the times when it tells me to sneak into somewhere, I just pull out a shotgun and just start shooting.
Yeah.
I figure if they're all dead, I can be as loud as I want.
Well,
I would love to play that game because the last one was incredible and this one looks even better. I will probably not get to play it unless I pick up one of the next gen consoles eventually.
Like the scenery, the background, everything, all the graphics are amazing.
It looks amazing. But I would really like it, but I am steadfastly opposed to playing any game that I can't just play. Like, in order to play Red Dead, I'm sure I have to join Rockstar Social Club and download their special Red Dead player and then make a special account for that. And I'm like, nope, sorry, I guess I'll never play that game. The rule is I give you $59.95, you give me a game, and I get to play it. That's the end of our transaction.
I don't think Karen went through anything like that. She didn't mention it, but...
Well, hopefully. That'd be great. I'd love to play that someday.
Meanwhile, I'm just playing Diablo.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean Diablo 2.
That's a really good game. Famously good.
Sure was. Really wish they would update the graphics.
Game is 20 years old.
20 years. Holy moly.
Yeah, you just feel old. Diablo 1 came out in 96.
Stay a while and listen.
had Diablo 1 at the Didge, right?
I believe. And 2.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if we didn't have both. But, again, if you couldn't play 6 people at a time, it was less popular.
Right. I think the only thing I ever played down there was, Age of Game.
Oh, yep. Age of Game, Counter-Strike, Unreal Tournament. And then there was that one customer, and she would always come in, and she would come in once a week and spend the entire day playing Icewind Dale.
I was a big fan of the big Age of Games.
The Age of Games were good.
Oh, so good.
Empires and Mythology were. I think I like Mythology a little better, to be honest.
Yeah, there's something about building those Titans. It's fun.
Yeah. Those Medusas.
Age of Medusas is totally the winning strategy every time. Every time. If you can get Age of Medusas going, you are the winner.
Yeah.
What do you got there? Whole army something? Doesn't matter. They're all turned to stone. Oh.
And we can still shoot them at range.
Yeah. I'm going to turn you to stone. The ones that I don't turn to stone, I'm going to shoot you full of arrows. And by the time you get close to me, my turn to stone is recharged. And I'm going to turn you to stone. So overpowered.
Yeah. They were good.
All right, let's crank this thing out. It's 9:07 to the PMs.
Do it, Doug.
Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 270, we're going to call it fourth, installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got Chaos72. We got SneakyBeat15. Gentle folks, 2020 is almost at an end.
Woohoo! I guess.
Hello there.
It's been a something. This week covering 12:30 to January 6th, which will still be in the year of our COVID. It's never going to end. In your 5-day 4-star crash!
Ah, my liver!
Let's see. The first one on the 23rd was Ian not playing because it was North Star.
Oof.
12:28, however, was Creepy Bobby. I'm assuming
that hasn't ended yet, has it?
No.
I played it and it was going as usual. And Gene was down to 47 hit points, got a turn, and then I mysteriously died. I flew into a blind rage and I haven't been able to play it since, but tonight I'll try again.
Okay. I'm sure you will prevail.
Yes.
Yeah, but I just built up blue, Frozer, and then matched away that countdown and just kept Frozer freezing again.
Yeah.
I know you don't make changes because you're Craig and that's part of your charm. And I normally don't take a stand on it, but 5-3-5, how dare you? How dare you?
That is true, actually.
Ah, that green does a lot of damage.
See, I know! That's why 5-5-3 is the right answer. Purple doesn't actually do anything.
It turns all those red, it sacrifices all the red to blue. Remember the song!
There's a song?
Yes, I had a song with words and everything. Remember?
Oh.
He's cold as ice, he's willing to sacrifice your red for blue.
Oh.
Now, granted, that song was probably 5 years ago, but come on. That was one of the first songs.
Right. Wait, it's North Star again? After this?
Yes, so it appears that on the second, you will fail at North Star a second time.
Oh, man!
The theory is here that everyone at D3 is on vacation, and they said, screw it, suck it up with North Star a second time.
That's fine, I hope they enjoy their holiday, they deserve it.
They kind of just run Creepy Bobby 2 times in a row, that would have been better.
Yeah, I would have won 2 in a row instead of lost. Double North Star.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No.
Your story event, Venom Bomb.
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
That's
sorry.
Right. Venom Bomb's got like a day left. That'll get you Bullseye, Domino, and some Kitty shards. Placement is the Rai Rai Will I Ams and some Summer's Kid, some of his shards. In the Honor Among Thieves, you got Cap, Rai Rai, again, some Summer Kid shards. Placement is that new Throg guy and some Heimdall shards. Then you got Introducing Throg, and you're still wrapping up. I think there's, what, 1 day left in 12 Days of Marble?
1 or 2. I don't remember. I haven't been on yet today.
Yeah. Your holiday season is going to be wrapping up right now. It's Festival of Fights. I'll get you Squirrel Girl and Elsa. Placement is Jubilee and some Old Man Meatbag shards. And then finish up that Shield Simulator. Get your Gamora, your Magneto, and your Spider Ham. In news, I got nothing. No Gnus. It's good Gnus.
With Gary Gnu?
Gary Gnu.
Ah.
Hey, I don't think we've actually mentioned it on the podcast. There wasn't an announcement that I saw on the forums. But did we ever talk about the fact that there were 2 new feeders? 2 of the new characters are feeders for 5 stars now?
Just amongst ourselves.
Yeah, I don't think we put it on the show.
That doesn't sound like something I would... Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hook me up. Tell me.
So Scorpion, a brand new 4-star, is a feeder for 5-star Carnage, the Prophet of Nal. And Red Guardian is a feeder for Yelena Belloni. 5-star.
So the love sausage gets you Yelena Belloni? That's hilarious. How fit.
Yeah, so not that it was ever announced, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Not the feeders I'm looking for, but, you know, it's still, I like having people to feed 5-stars.
You guys got any news besides that?
I bet no.
I got a second monitor for Christmas.
Ooh. Oh, that's always nice.
Yeah, it is. I didn't realize. I thought all you guys were just full of baloney up until now, but 2 monitors is the way to live.
Oh, it's totally. When I can have the football game on 1 monitor and Hulu while playing my video game on the other monitor, that is heaven.
Yeah. Yeah, I can very legally watch UFC pay-per-views while watching, I don't know, educational stuff on my other screen. It's great. I can have, or for this, I can keep Discord up on one screen and the you know, all the other materials on another screen.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Hey, just remember that snuck into that, we're going to give you $600 bill. They snuck in a new law to make it extra super illegal to stream things on the internet.
Oh, so I looked into that. It is a felony. However, according to the senator that added that legislation, what they are targeting is people who commercially benefit from that. People who are illegally downloading copyrighted material and then selling that material.
Does it explicitly say that? Because I see how laws in this country work. If it doesn't explicitly say that, it will be abused in a different way in some court.
No doubt. It's probably very open, and I have not looked. It's a very long bill.
Mm.
Many, many pages. I have not had time to read them all. This is just the claim that I heard from that senator.
All right, well, I guess we'll see how that plays out.
Yes.
All right. Well, Ian, what's your top three then?
Oh, I don't remember. Yes, top three from us. We were going to discuss our top three favorite Marvel Puzzle Quest characters introduced this last year to end out the year. So mine are, I don't know, I don't want to say lackluster, but they're not really based in any playability too much. My number three is Samurai Dakin, because I love when the development team just makes stuff up. I find that their character creation and creativity and having the ability to implement their own ideas in the game gets me going. I don't know what Samurai Dakin does. I don't know if he's a good character, but I do know that he's one of the only five stars that only has one cover, apparently, and that's the Master of Yato. So he is my third favorite.
So I'm going to transition to me now, because my number three was Samurai Dakin, just because of the whole mentioning of actual samurai swordsmanship and that whole, I like the animations. I think he's a cool character. And yeah, just, you know, it's a demiurge character. Like, it's not a, to my knowledge, it was right. A character that did not exist previously. But it got squeezed out because I kind of changed and went with characters that I enjoyed from the comics. And I'm glad that that they put them in the game. So Samurai Dakin got edged out by Mr. Sinister. He's my number three.
Sure.
I thought Sinister was a fantastic villain. I love the you know, anybody who can think the long game through as much as he does. Makes my list.
I agree. I find that not at all shocking. Because if I knew how to post a picture of the physical list that I have in front of me that I wrote down as far as notes go, you will see that I have Mr. Sinister crossed out and Samurai Dakin written in his place. Craig.
My number three is Marvel's master geneticist, Mr. Sinister.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. So,
Ian, you screwed it up. I couldn't have had a clean sweep.
Sorry.
That's funny.
Was Dakin ever on your list?
Samurai Dakin is not on my list, no. Spoilers.
Fantastic. All right. My number two is five-star Deadpool.
Nice.
I like the creativity of the character. His powers are silly. They seem useful. And he can net you a spicy token. So, and I don't know that he's a legitimate character. I thought is that something they made up, or is that a real Marvel thing?
Ooh, I have no
anybody?
Idea.
I think they
Neither
made him up. But I don't know.
Good for. I love when they do that. So that goes a long way for me.
I don't read anything that Deadpool appears in. So,
right. Nor should you. Breaking the fourth wall is never funny.
It's pretty funny in the movies.
Maybe.
Yeah, I really like it in the movies. It's kind of hard to keep up with in the comic, but I really enjoy it in the movie. All right. My number two.
Yes.
Sticking with the X-Men villain theme. And again, this is only the characters released in 2020. Apocalypse. He was released really early on, I believe, in 2020. And I was very happy to get Apocalypse in the game.
Yeah, playable Apocalypse seems cool.
Yeah. That bringing the hammer down multiple times on the weakest character is one of my favorite animations. it reminds me of The Rock and what was it? The People's Elbow? I don't know too many wrestler moves, but I know that one.
The people's eyebrow.
What do you got,
Craig? My number two. It's Mr. Sinister's boss, Apocalypse.
Really?
Yes. Also known as a pair of lips or a dark side, you know, because...
Right.
Apocalypse, known for his giant lips, and also known for having a DC character that looks exactly the same.
See, I never... That's... He does, and I recognize that now that you've said it, but...
His giant cartoony lips are fantastic every time.
Because I had never heard him being, you know, interchangeable with Darkseid. I see it, definitely artwork-wise. I just think about that because I remember many, many years ago when the first Avengers movie came out, and I was talking to my father-in-law about it, and he's like, yeah, how about that after-credits scene with Darkseid? And I was like, what? What universe are you in, Bryce? And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, Darkseid is not who that was. And he was like, I mean, everybody's Darkseid. I said, okay, it's Thanos, but hang in there.
I always thought that Darkseid looked more like Apocalypse to me than Thanos. Sure. But whatever.
Art-wise, I see it. Apparently, everybody wants Darkseid.
There's an image for you with Apocalypse, Thanos, and Darkseid.
There you go!
That's funny. I feel like that art is intentionally manipulated to look similar, but I get
don't think
it.
It's that far off.
Yeah, you're right.
Ian, what's your number one?
My number one is not only my favorite character released in 2020, but is actually the only one that I play and enjoy, and that's Legion. He's got 6 ever-changing abilities. Most of them are good. Even the ones that aren't good are entertaining for me. And I think he's a legitimately good character. I've been playing a lot of him since I championed him, and I've been finding a lot of success, at least at the level which I play. I'm not very competitive, so he might be bad, but David's a cool dude.
I don't think he's bad at all. I think he's a very playable character.
He's definitely versatile.
Yeah. All his animations are entertaining. When Cthulhu shows up and steals all their AP.
I don't know. The sumo one isn't very exciting.
The Orgamist is not very exciting. You are correct. But that dude with the stovepipe hat that makes you disappear is cool. The Delusionaut. Ray, where are you at number one?
So my number one character.
Curious to see if we get this a clean sweep.
I'm curious if it is. Probably not, though, because this character has been a favorite of mine for quite a while. Since the Infinity War originally came out, I was very happy to get in this game Adam Warlock. A very recent addition.
Sure.
He's not what I had hoped he would be in-game. He's weird in-game. I'm not really sure how to use him yet. I barely have him, so.
No, I see. When we got to test him out.
Oh, and I'm wrong. I don't have him at all, so.
Yeah, no, but when we got to test him out during the playable parts, I'm definitely with you.
Yeah.
I thought Adam Warlock was amazing, but then in-game, I definitely heard Jay Sherman's voice the whole time going, it stinks.
I'm not sure I'm ready to go that far, but yeah.
No, but I was like, this is a confusing amount of healing. And all right, let's go.
My book. All right. So our number ones are totally different. Mine is, as I've repeatedly said, currently the best comic book Marvel has printed in many a long year. The Immortal Hulk.
Sure.
Comic is so freaking fantastic. And boy, I hate seeing Immortal Hulk because I see him nonstop in PvP land.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And boy, I am not a good enough player to have any answers for that, so I just skip it. But
sure.
I wish I had me enough Immortal Hulk that I could play that game, but I don't. So, but
I love that character. Having Immortal Hulk on both teams is really devastating. It's a lot of damage all the time.
But yeah, definitely my favorite character they added into the game this year.
Awesome. Well done, everybody.
Everybody, rock your body.
Back streets, back.
All right. All right, that was top three. Ian, what you got in Trivia Land?
Oh, my goodness. Let me see what I can find. I cleaned my desk off. I don't know where all my notes are. I feel like I lazily asked everybody about Dr. Stephen Strange's medical specialty last week. Does that sound familiar to anyone?
That does ring a bell.
Oh, good. Before his hands fell off, he was a neurosurgeon.
Yep.
Neurosurgery. Not very challenging, but like I told Craig last week, they can't all be winners. Nor can any of them be winners. We'll see. So, keeping up with that theme, this week's trivia question is brought to you by, who was the doctor that transformed Steve Rogers into Captain America.
Ooh.
That, again, the name of the doctor that helped to transform Steve Rogers into Captain America. I'll have me back next week with the answer.
Okie dokie. Let's move on. Willie, what's in the mailbag this week?
Oh, this week is not much. But let's start over at the D3 forums. T. Deja Author says, during the reunions event, I added Sabretooth to that Polaris Medusa combo. Big damage with Tooth and Claw. Plus a little extra damage for each matching away of the Stabby Special tiles. He calls them Stabby Specials because he always gets them confused on whether they're strike or attack. So, Ian, you're not the only one. The Stabby tiles and the Punchy tiles. I like that.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But yeah, in my mind, I just decided that sword is strike, and there was enough alliteration there that it stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
An attack has to be the other one.
Exactly. Storm of Fire replied and said, ooh, I'm really liking these thirds to the Polaris Medusa. She originally suggested Polaris Medusa. I could see Valkyrie or Elektra working as thirds as well, although they don't have that same punishment mechanic. Also saying, I am indeed a Doctor Who fan, but I do take offense to the opinions of all three hosts have regarding Doctor Who. They are very wrong. Don't be offended. Everybody's opinions of Doctor Who are wrong to somebody. But it is a very small portion of fandom that dislikes Donna.
Yeah, only the ones with taste.
Now, see, here's my thing about Donna. The idea of Donna's character, I'm totally behind. The idea that the Doctor didn't pick this companion, that this was a companion that he stumbled upon and then later becomes uber powerful and then he has to deal with, like, that backstory, I'm completely on board. I just hate that actress. I think she is awful in everything I have seen her in. I just can't stand her being on screen. It's annoying.
Yep. She detracts from every scene that she's on.
The idea of Donna, I could get behind totally.
I would like to offer my defense, again, in case I perhaps pitched it in an odd way last week. I don't watch Doctor Who. I've never watched Doctor Who. I only agree with Craig and Ray about Doctor Who because they do. So my opinion of Donna is she's the worst.
She is the worst.
Because my friend said so. So there.
And I'm sure, though, Ray, I'm sure Ray and I disagree about who is the best. So.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
It's clearly Rose Tyler.
You mean in the new series?
Yeah, just the new Who.
I feel like you're killing a really good top three from the top three.
The top three Doctor Who companions?
I don't think there's been that many. There's a lot of overlap here. Hmm. Besides, you don't watch Doctor Who, so...
I can Google it and just pick three random ones. I don't care.
Top Doctor Who companion. Definitely Rory. Rory is amazing. No, I think you're actually right there, Craig. Rose Tyler was amazing character.
Yeah, I love Rose Tyler. I'm fond of the pawns, but to me, they're together all the time. Like, it's always the pawns, right? It's not just one of them. They have to be, you know, the pawns together. I like the pawns.
See, there you go. Fraser Hines is the best.
Ick Benign, no.
Nope, it says so here on the internet, and I trust the internet.
They're still wrong, and still Rose Tyler.
What else I'm moving on to Reddit. The D-Wing Wall of Text. This is already a special holiday episode. I will admit to worrying for Craig's well-being after MNF. Do you know what that is, MNF?
Monday Night Football?
Ah, okay. Should we worry for Craig's well-being?
Boy, they were real bad.
Okay.
They totally rebounded.
They recovered.
Like they do.
Somehow at 2:30 or so on Sunday, they woke up from their drug-induced stupor and remembered how to play football.
They like to play down to bad opponents. Ooh. They're just a bad team who can't run the ball right now.
No one can earn that ball so bad.
So this is a kind of a long one, but we'll get there. So it's deep cut time. 4-star Star-Lord's oldest trick in the book, if you're familiar with that power. It changes the flavor text at every level that you have.
Sure.
So with the addition of Throg, we now have 4 of the 5. Hey, is that... You know, D-Man. Where Star-Lord says, hey, is that... So the descriptions in the game, it has Beta Ray Bill, it has Moon Boy, which we have as Moon Girl with Devil Dino, Alpha Flight, and Pet Avengers. We have one of each of those. Who are we missing that is going to be a lock in joining the game in 2021? Batroc.
Nice.
D-Man.
Does he say Batroc?
He says D-Man.
No, he does not. He says D-Man. And D-Man is the... He says, just kidding, it's D-Man.
I don't know what a D-man is.
You never mind. You just move on.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out later.
I looked him up. It's Demolition Man, right?
He was a joke, dumb character.
He's got a big D on his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was funny that Dewing was putting in the Batroc instead of T-Deja Author. So.
Well, he's even dumber than D-man, so...
The host's achievement experiences are my experiences as well. I actually am concerned that I'm not going in to hit the 500 story nodes played before the holiday season ends, though. Sad trombone. Which made me wonder where you guys are. Do you guys know where you are on the 500 nodes?
Oh, I don't think I'm anywhere close.
The what nodes?
So if you were to go into your quests and look at events... One of the holiday quests is win 500 story missions before holiday season is over.
Oh, no, that's not happening. I pulled up on that. I'm gonna do the versus one. I forget exactly how many you had to do, 60. But I'll be successful there.
Yeah. There's 60 of those.
500?
No, I've done 156.
Wow, okay. I'm at 432.
That's how many you've done?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you. I was more on the Craig side. I think that
I've done 50
is about 400 too many.
I've done 52 of the 60 verses.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you.
So I've actually put in a few more, you know, waves. Like I've tried to do a few more passes than normal to try and get the 500. Because like I said, achievement junkie. So
yeah, but boy, I can't play that much.
I figured I looked and I'm like 500. I'm at like... You know, when I first looked, I'm like at 39 or something. I'm like, that's not going to happen. And then a couple more events in, I'm like, oh, maybe it'll happen. So I started putting a little extra effort in. It's a long event, though. So
nope, I got Cyberpunk to be playing. I got other things to do.
Yeah, I get that. It's rare that we get a moment of naivete from Ray, but his assumption that the points thing will not happen based on him not doing it is adorable. I certainly won't be doing it, not organized enough, but it sounds very spreadsheety to me, and Joe can do these things in his sleep, so I don't know. I don't expect Joe to start keeping track of who wins episodes, but that doesn't mean it won't happen.
Right.
And then here's a comment specifically not for me. Alvin Carmeras, does that name ring a bell?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. His Friday night performance seems to be the kind of thing Ian would have happen against him rather than for him in a fantasy football championship. So if that is the case, Ian, just know that I apologize for nothing, because there is no way we were going to lose three straight, especially against those expletive deleted Vikings.
How dare you? It had nothing to do with fantasy football, but now that you expletive deleted the Vikings, how dare you? Let me get out my enemy list and my permanent marker. Those expletive deleted Saints are, they're pretty good. I can't even, dump on them. They're a well-rounded team. I mean, Sean Payton's a dirty, dirty cheater, and you shouldn't be trying to hurt other people's quarterbacks. That's inappropriate, but beyond that, that was a really amazing performance.
But Ian, let's just say that we accidentally mentioned a player on another team, and we accidentally let a big pile of cash fall out of our back pocket. And you accidentally picked it up and in your brain put together that was okay.
Okay, yeah, I guess then blameless.
Yeah,
blameless. Still, no, somehow I wasn't up against Kamara in any of my leagues. I'd already been eliminated in two of the three leagues, and I won my third league non-Kamara related. So I'm a fantasy football champion. I am a lifelong Vikings fan. Shame on you for hating them. I'm sorry that they steal the playoffs from the New Orleans Saints every year. It won't happen this year, so we're in the clear. We're back. You're still on my enemy list, but we're okay.
All right, Ian, I've drawn a blank. Who's currently the quarterback there now?
Where?
In Minnesota.
Ugh. You're doing this to be a jerk.
No, I honestly cannot remember who is the player there.
It's Kirk Cousins.
Oh, is it really?
It is.
Oh, boy. Okay. No, I honestly
cannot
remember.
I'm not the general manager at Minnesota. I can't control everything. They overpaid for him. And when I thought that they had a really amazing deal when they dealt Diggs to Buffalo, man, Diggs is incredible in Buffalo now.
He is tearing it up.
Well, someday Minnesota will get their due. But yeah.
Hey, but they had their years with Chris Carter and Randy Moss.
Yeah, and that never amounted to much.
But boy, they were exciting to watch.
They were both fantastic.
I would be completely behind the Vikings just because they're called the Vikings.
That's why I started. I was like 10. I lived in Pittsburgh. I had to rebel against my family. There was a team that was both purple and gold. Their mascot was the Vikings, and I was like, I'm sold. And I didn't want to seem like a fair weather fan, so here we are 32 years later. Still very pro-Vikings.
All right, the only other comment I got was from Samurai saying that I did an outstanding job of editing this week, and I know what he's referring to. And yeah, I think it worked out all right. So, you're welcome. And that is it. That is all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie.
Nice.
All right, then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
Want to pump.
You up.
You up. No, not now. It's too late. Hold on. Craig, stall.
I did not hear Ian's clap.
I didn't hear Ian's clap either. And it was late. It Thanks. Was like really late.
All right. I heard it and I'm good. Nope. I fought off the hiccups. Everything's okay. Thank All you, right. guys. Let's see who's boosted this week.
Your mama.
Kind of. Gambit and Psylocke are both boosted. Yeah. So yeah, it looks like 3-star and 4-star. There's no getting around sad times this week. So Gambit, I'm just going to skip. Psylocke, her red and black are both going to do more damage. Ragnarok, his blue healing will increase, and his green and red damage will both increase. Spider-Man has that one big yellow punch, and his protectiles should also be
recently
stronger.
Recently reworked.
Continually reworked. And the never reworked Hulk, his green will be more damage, and his red should do more damage. And I guess his black and red do more damage to you as well. That would make sense. Now, let's see where these fine 4-stars are. See if I can't help people along with the fact that at the top of the list is none other than Kraven the Hunter.
Safari Joe does it again.
He surely does. Who should have been one of the best Spider-Man villains in the game. Turned out to not be one of the best Spider-Man villains in the game. His wounded pride does a little extra damage. The degree to which he debuffs tiles does is further increased. And the little bit of damage that he does with his blue also elevated. Oh, good old 4-star Star-Lord. I've heard of him. He was good for a hot minute after his recently being reworked. And we just discussed his oldest trick in the book. That damage will be increased based on how many countdown tiles you have out there. And the damage he does with Sleight of Hand will also be increased. Craig's favorite. Another character that suffered the curse of Craig. Namor.
Imperious Rex.
Ugh. His Imperious Rex does a skosh more damage. His disappointing amount of mercy does more damage. Well, that's still my favorite of his powers. And then the little bit of AoE when Atlantis attacks will be increased.
Hey, not that I read Avenger comics, because I don't. But apparently Namor is bringing the Phoenix Force back to Earth because he wants to marry her.
Oh.
So he's got that going for him.
Yeah, I guess. Wait, is that a thing?
I saw a preview of comic books of things coming up, and that was the storyline that it gave me real quickly.
Is that something he can marry? I thought that was a giant ruby that, like, the Shi'ar had, and Phoenix lived in there.
Well, the Phoenix Force, yeah, can live in the crystal, yeah. It usually takes over somebody's body for a while.
So is he trying to marry the Phoenix Force or the hosts?
I don't know, man. I don't read Avenger comics. I don't know what's going on.
All right. Let's see. Shuri. She's boosted. I've heard of her. What are the chances that they're going to center the franchise around her?
Oh, I'd have to think absolutely the movies, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, now that they've announced that they're not going to recast the role of Black Panther.
Yeah, I would think she would just inherit the mantle and go about her day.
I would hope so, too. She was a really excellent part of that film.
She was a solid character. I think they need to expand on her a little bit, so that would be the perfect opportunity.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but yeah, I'm sure she will be the star of the next movie.
Right. I was going to say, I can't imagine they're going to bust out a heroic Killmonger or
I hope not.
Have that other dude, what was his name, M'Baku?
I did.
The head of the...
I did like M'Baku, but...
I did, too.
Yeah, sure is the obvious choice.
Yeah, good. Anyway, she's boosted.
That movie could have Namor as a villain. Yeah.
I guess any movie could.
You know what that new movie needs? A really powerful white guy.
that I would classify him as a white guy, but okay.
Kind of.
I think the Atlanteans are supposed to be a little bit more, you know, Middle Eastern Egyptian sort of world.
I don't know.
Well, I guess it depends on how they cast it, so yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I know people are up in arms because Wonder Woman is playing Cleopatra in a new movie.
Oh, unlike Liz Taylor?
Yes. Well, it doesn't change the fact that Cleopatra was a Greek woman, so she was very much a white woman.
Well, what it doesn't change the fact is they spent like $80 to $100 million making that movie. If they don't cast someone that's going to put people in those seats, yeah, they're going to lose lots of money.
It's true. People do like to look at Gal Gadot.
Yes. Jiminy Christmas. Anyway, her twin blasters do more damage, mm-hmm. and her vibranium virtuoso-ness does a little bit more. And lastly, but certainly not leastly.
Sorry, I love that image.
What's that? Oh,
of him on Fresh
Don
Prince.
Don Cheadle? Yeah, Craig's favorite character, lifelong favorite character, never to be reworked. War Machine is boosted. So his aerial assault will eventually do damage after a bunch of turns pass. His heat signature detection will eventually do damage, as will his Gatling gun.
Fire up this Gatling gun. Boy, those bullets are going to get there in about 5 minutes.
So that's who's boosted in the 4-star. It is so bad of a lineup that we were gifted a picture of Samurai's cats snuggling on a nice warm blanket to help cheer us up.
I think think Star-Lord and Shuri would be my way to go.
Oh, yeah, they're the top two, for sure. It would definitely be Star-Lord, Shuri, then War Machine, yeah. Namor, and Kraven.
How dare you?
Why?
It's Namor, baby.
Namor is an absolute fail.
Imperious Rex
as a character. He will. He will. I mean, I get that the curse of Craig can be hurtful sometimes. I'm not curse-free. Every time I go through my list and I see magic, I'm like, man, you're terrible. I wish I'd never requested you.
But yeah, War Machine could help out Star-Lord. Star-Lord could help out War Machine. You throw in
War Machine, with countdown
Shuri
tiles.
Shuri to finish out some of the color. Well, that's not true. Shuri's the same as War Machine, but...
War Machine. But she could fortify some of those countdown tiles so that they don't get matched away.
Any of them point at you with a trident and do like 0 points of damage and give you back one black. Huh?
Gives the other team one black.
That's right. Yeah. No one else is doing that.
That's his mercy. I think that's
you
funny.
You want to put Namor on the other team? All day long, I'm on board.
Hey, look at those abs. Dude's got like an 8-pack.
Yeah, but didn't one of his animations get unnecessarily edited?
Yes. It was too groin forward.
Come on. Oh, man, I have never been part of a community so easily offended as this one. That is disappointing. All his animations should be groin forward as far as his trident should fire from that area.
Imperius Rex!
Oh, Christmas. Listen to me now and believe me later. That is who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Let's get in the old jalopy and drive over to team-up time.
Alrighty. Let me see if I can find that file again, because apparently I closed it. So that was silly.
Synergy segment. Formally with Ray.
All right, so this week we have another team mentioned by Zootsax. He says, I have a janky 4-star team for you. So here you go. It's all 4-star characters. I have no idea where your roster is at, Ian. So let me know where you are with Vulture.
Champion.
Black Widow.
Which one?
The 4-star. Infinity War.
Could be champion, but was not motivated to.
And Mysterio.
Not appearing in this movie. Oh, I got like one cover of Mysterio. But yeah, Vulture's the best. He is dope. And he is one of my favorite persons to put on a team, a defense team, that I know that the computer AI will be using.
Yeah.
Because the computer does not lose when it has Vulture.
Right. And this is a pretty good team, even with the AI in control. So here's how it works. You get Vulture airborne as soon as you can so that he starts generating AP. That's always what you do with Vulture.
Right.
Once you get more than 7 blue AP, Mysterio converts 5 of that to yellow. And then once Widow has 10 yellow, she puts out a 4-turn countdown tile that reduces all costs by 3. Now, you've got Vulture's black costing 3 AP, but it generates 4 AP. So it just, itself, he never comes down at that point.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, that's amazing. Widow and Mysterio can both be invisible by their purple, with Widow also being able to go invisible for free if you have her baton support. I didn't read the baton support, so I don't know how that works, but I believe him. So this can render your team completely immune to single target powers, as Vulture is always airborne and the other two are invisible. Vulture's green is your main damage dealer. So the green is the one where you throw out the tiles and then send him airborne. And when he comes back, he automatically does damage to the team. With Black Widow's black as a 5 AP, 3-turn stun in an emergency. Just for 5 black, you can 3-turn stun someone. Especially if you're facing somebody like Quake, who gets rid of that, your damage dealing, you know, your team damage, or Nightcrawler, or someone similar. You can stun them and then they're not a problem. So it's not a high tier team. It's not Winfinite, but it's pretty efficient. But if you want to, you know, try something new, he says, if you want to try something different after the 10 millionth match against the Dark Avengers, it sounds like a pretty good team. So, yeah, try it out. I have Vulture at a 5-3-5 for this, Black Widow at a 3-5-5, and I'm not sure about Mysterio, but I went with a 5-5-3 because I really think that... His yellow power my understanding is Mysterio's yellow, when it goes up in level, you just get more healing back, and that's not really the focus of this team. So 5-5-3. So there you go. That's a team up for this week. Vulture, Black Widow, and Mysterio, all 4 stars. Thanks as always to Unify.
That reward you had to get where you had to play with the Dark Avengers?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it reminded me why I don't like to play with the Dark Avengers.
Who doesn't like the Dark Avengers?
Like, these characters are terrible.
No, they're great. Ares is awesome.
I think it depends on who you use. Like, I just went with Green Goblin. I think he counted as a Dark Avenger.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
So, yeah, no problem.
Yep, he's very tolerable. Ragnarok is also tolerable.
Moving on.
Do it, Doug.
Ian, open up your one token.
I can't. I started playing in a match. You guys need to stall until I'm done playing this
game.
All
right, I'm opening all the tokens then.
Do it, Doug.
He has 6.
Wow.
First one, Domino. Enter the fray. Numero dos, Marika. Punching everybody. Man, it's going to look good for Ray. Number 3, Bad Ant-Man. Next is Mysterio. Poking him on the nose gets me Legion.
Yeah.
And number 6, all 4 stars, Android Jim. So, Ray, get a bunch of 5 stars.
Well, I'm hoping. I only got 3 because I don't know. I went on a spree yesterday and opened up 6 without thinking about the fact that we normally save those for the show. All right. Chin Cleft it is. It worked last week. It's a 4-star Quake. Number 2 is another 4-star Captain Marvel. I need more of her. I like that. I'm trying to get my Captain Marvel 5-star champed. So, and finally,
oh no,
all 4 stars, Spider-Woman. So, yeah, there you go.
I'm just going to have to abandon this match. Curses. I'll be salty about that later. That was my own fault.
Should I
should have known better.
Should I have slowed down?
Yes. Should have told us a long-winded story about each. I will return to the Chin Cleft. And this seems like a good week for me, because I don't need any 5 stars. I need more 4 stars. It is indeed a 4-star. Oh, what did I need? It's Android Jim Hammond. The Human Torch.
Hey, all that let me complete a milestone of getting 100 4-star powers. So, you know,
that's nice. Something. What'd you get?
Some shards. Did you get for somebody.
Good for that? Oh.
So I'm curious, Craig. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at your quests, mm-hmm. and you go under your milestone quests, how many matches have you made since this started?
8,003.
You are right. I do play this a lot more than you. I am at 13,700.
That's a lot.
Ian's at 13.
Hold on. Let me go back to my mouse. Opening that token gave me enough that my favorited Medusa is now finally a 4-5-4, so I can champion. Oh,
Medusa. I like Medusa a lot.
Yeah. And get her in the mix.
Very useful.
So let me click on back. What am I at? Milestones or events?
Milestones.
All right. Milestones. How many matches?
Correct.
Oh, matches. 5,037.
All right. 5,000, 8,000, and 13,000. All right, that gives you a good idea.
Yeah, I feel like that's very representative of the people who host this show.
Yep. And I'm just looking down through the rest of that list, and boy, I get so many to do.
I really enjoy the fact that the milestones, most of them tend to go on. Like, they don't just end.
Oh, right. They roll over to another milestone?
Yeah.
I like that, too.
All right, well, thanks out to this guy.
This guy.
Hey, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. It is one of the finest collections of podcasts around. It's the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. If you would like to check out this or several other podcasts, plus a complete archive of all the shows affiliated with the network, it's Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
So I got a comment on this. Donkey Teeth just posted, sure, but how many boosts have you used? He has used 8,979 boosts.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I've used 63, and it's only because I keep forgetting to take them off when I'm go to the next match.
I've used 109.
Wow.
But again, because I turn them on, and they just run until I run out of that.
Right. I try to turn it off eventually, but I tend to lean toward that.
9,079.
That's absurd.
Yeah, Teeth, you are living a way different life than I am. I love it.
I've only used 37 team-ups.
Now that
I
see
what the
reward is for using 100 boosts, I really want to get to 100. You get the Cravan. I don't have one of those.
For boosts? What is it? What's a picture there on Teeth's thing? Oh, you get a cable.
Yeah, it looks like a cable cover.
A full-on cable cover.
That's nuts.
Well, if you're going to use 10,000 of them.
I'm not going to use 10,000 boosts. I don't know if I'm going to... Wait, when do you get a Cravan from? 100 boosts?
100 boosts.
All right, that's a little tempting. Yeah. I also don't have a Cravan.
I might do that just to get that support.
Man, I haven't even hit using a million ISO yet.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah.
Dude, do I have to reopen my game?
No, we should wrap the show up.
Yeah, I've used 1.2 million ISO, so...
We should look at these maybe next week if there's no news again, just because...
Yeah, there you go.
Put that in the news segment next week. Do some catch-up. Anything else for the good of the order?
I'm good.
I'm also satisfied.
All right, then. Thanks for joining us this week, PuzzleWarriors3.com. Click on our Amazon banner, buy yourself some pork and sauerkraut. You're going to need that.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll deliver that to you.
I bet that comes through Amazon.
Everything comes through Amazon. If you click on cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3, you can buy yourself, you know, something to put that pork and sauerkraut in. There you go. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, it's time to go around the world and Tim Buck 3. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.